It's a tough time financially for many people on the Central and South Coast. The coronavirus crisis has created economic uncertainty. It's cost thousands of people in our region their jobs and created big questions for others. So what does this mean to people who've been in the process of buying a home?
People that are in the middle of buying or selling a home, it's a little bit of a different time right now. Lenders are more conservative. They're worried about buyers losing their jobs before or right after we close a loan because they do not want trying to buy a house and then go into a forbearance on their loan within the first 3 to 4 months of purchasing it. So the lenders have tightened up a lot. They're looking more at the credit. They're verifying people will continue being employed. Sometimes they want a little bit more of a down payment. So we're going over all that with our clients right away because the guidelines are changing every other week.
Robert Bartolomea is a mortgage consultant and broker with Westlake Village-based Strategic Home Loans.
We have more refinances, but we have less people buying houses right now. So we're a little bit slower on that end just because there's buyers, but there's also not as many homes for sale. And a lot of people are calling us who want to buy, but they want to wait for things to get over with first, see how things shake out.
Bartolomea says for people with good credit and a stable job situation, there may be opportunities to get a lower mortgage interest rate.
The rates for the loans under $510,400 have dropped a little bit. Right now, we're in the low threes, the high twos on some of those. For the loans from $510,000 to $713,000 in Ventura County, we're in the low to mid threes on those. So those are good programs. The one thing with the cut rate lenders that you see on TV, a lot of them, they usually want to have a lot of equity, and they're very nitpicky on underwriting, but a lot of times they do come back with a little bit higher rates and not giving you exactly what you thought you were going to get.
The mortgage consultant says coronavirus safety concerns have led to some changes in the closing process, but he says much of it had already moved online before the crisis caused by the virus.
You still have a lot of paperwork. Nowadays, everything could be e-signed, which makes it easier. They've added different forms for you to sign just so that you understand that if an appraiser comes to your house, they're not liable, that you're not going to be losing your job, that type of thing. The one thing that we have seen a lot of appraisals have been waived on refinances and purchases right now. So that saves maybe from someone coming to your house that you don't know. Also could save you $400 to $600 on the appraisal fee. So that's been very helpful.
Bartolomea says with lenders being tougher, you want to make sure you find reliable help so you don't run into problems late in the purchase or refinance process.
Wherever you go, you want someone that understands the process, understands how it needs to be underwritten now to go over it and ask for the right documentation instead of just telling you, yes, everything is great. And then at the end, you find out there's issues. So we want to try to tackle those up front and then make sure everything is also consistent during the process. Because if you buy a house, you could be in escrow for 30 to 60 days. So you want to make sure your business is still going, you're making the deposits, you're showing receipts of business for the ongoing period, to make sure we don't have anything fall out at the very end.
The broker says that so far, home prices have remained high. He says inventory is still low, making it more of a seller's market. And so far, rents remain high. Bartolomea says for those in a position to buy or refinance, there are opportunities with the dip in interest rates.
I think it depends on the person, how they feel. I think if someone has a job and they feel comfortable with their job, that maybe if a second wave comes, that they're still going to be okay in their profession, I think it's a good time.
But he says if there's uncertainty about your income or job, you're going to want to wait. Lenders are getting tough to try to ensure they don't get stuck by someone buying or refinancing and then not being able to pay their mortgage in 6 months. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.